Okay, Parshas Pinchas.
Pinchas.
I saw a most outstandingly beautiful piece said exactly 100 years ago in the Shemesh Mol in Shnas Tof Reish Ayin Tes. Now Tof Shin Ayin Tes. Tof Reish Ayin Tes. Exactly 100 years ago, he said this piece. I'm going to try and do justice to it and try and explain it the best I can. If you want to look it up for yourself, there's a Shemesh Mol there. Tof Reish Ayin Tes. This is when he put together a Chassidish Ahat with a literature cop. This is what he came up with, this Tevar Torah. This Tevar Torah is all about a literature cop with a Chassidish Ahat. That's all it's about. The genius of this and the clarity of it, and I'm sure it's going to answer questions that you've had probably most of your life, and Ez Hashem will get that answer. End of last week's parasha, Parshas Volok. The Pasuk talks about Rachmana Litzlan, the terrible thing that happened with Bilam, and Vayeshesol Beshittim, and started doing Znus. With who? With Benois Moyov. Okay? And it talks about what happened from the Znus. It moved on to Beit Somisol Abal Po'oyu, turned into Vayda Zara, and this Magefa spread through Klal Yisrael. Vayar Pinchas Ben Lozman Aron HaKoyen, you all know Pinchas, Vayoko Mitoicha Edo Vikach Remach Beyodoi. He stood up in the Edo and he took a Remach Beyodoi. Remach, by the way, is Rosh Tevis Reish Mem Ches, 248, we shall see what that represents soon. Vayove Achi Ish Yisrael Lekuvo, Vayitkor Eshneem, sorry, send this off here. The Pasuk does say though, the earlier Pasuk, the Pasuk says, Vehema Boichin. Klal Yisrael Eino Kol Adas Yisrael Vehema Boichin, we have the case of Zimri, and they were all crying, Vehema Boichin, they were crying there. Pinchas got out Betoicha Edo, Vayitkor Eshneem Es Ish Yisrael, Vayyam Esa Gefa Bava Esam Elef. End of Parsha, Kaddish, New Week. Parshas Pinchas. Why didn't he finish off the story and finish off exactly what happened last week and talk about what happened and talk about the schar? In other words, a person, let's say he's in shul for Parshas Balak and he goes away on vacation for a few weeks. Yeah, doesn't know what happened to Pinchas. So why does the pasuk tell us straight away? And by the way, Pinchas wasn't Aaron Cohen, Heshavis Chamosi, and he gets his schar Brisi Shalom. Why don't we start, finish Osha, and then you start Parsha something new? What's a Parsha? Vayhi Achrei Magefa, Vayem Hashem Moshe Velozeb and Aaron HaKoyin, Suur Esreish Kodash V'Yisrael, Count Klal Yisrael. Why don't we begin the Parsha with the counting of Klal Yisrael after the Magefa? Why don't we begin with that? Why is it sort of like, it doesn't look very tidy the way it is, and then you got this, and you got a whole week, and you got a half toe in the middle, and you start off with that. What's the idea behind that? Why is that the case? No, give me all Parsha be Vayhi, yeah. You call the Parshas Korach. Yeah, it's also not so great.
It's written well. That's how they split the sedras up. The time on the whoever.
No, the sedras are split up by the Kadmoinim. It wasn't by the church. The church did the numbering, but the sedras themselves, how we have each sedra, that's already by the Kadmoinim. It's already the Kadmoinim. I'm not sure if it was Ezra, but it was, in other words, it was Masakan. Every year you should split up. You should learn the entire Chumash during the year. Yeah. So it's split up according to that. Another question. The pasuk says, "Su'es roish kol adas b'nei Yisrael meben esr shana v'maylo lebeisei voisom, count them klal Yisrael." And then we begin to count them. Ruvein b'chor Yisrael, Ruvein b'chor Yisrael b'nei, Ruvein chanoich mishpachas hachanoichi, lefalu mishpachas hapuloi. And each line, in other words, every time you go here, palu, you put a hey and a yud at the end. Says Rashi, why is that the case? Says Rashi, bear with me. Yeah, mishpachas hachanoichi lefi shoyu umos ho'ilam mevazen oisom umos ho'ilam mevazen klal Yisrael. What they really think they're connected to their families, do me a favor. You know, Znus must have been rampant in Mitzrayim. And they aren't really the family. Who knows what's going on over there? And therefore, Kodesh Baruch Hu was Meyachas his name to them and put a hey and a yud to every name. So every name was Chetzroin turned to Chetzroini, Hachetzroini, Karmi turned Hakarmi, and he did that. Asks Arachaim HaKodesh, HaKodesh Baruch Hu's name is not Hey Yud. HaKodesh Baruch Hu's name is Yud Kei. So why didn't he put his name the other way? Why didn't he have, Mishpachas Hachanoicha be Yachanoicha, whatever it is, very difficult to read. Wherever it is, in other words, why put the Yud and the Hey, not the Hey and the Yud? That's a question about the Orach Haim HaKadosh asks. Bekitza. We have about 12 minutes, but let's get this very, it's a beautiful piece. Says Hashem Shmuel that there is in Klal Yisrael, as we know, there's a term of Hiyisi Kaser Oved, Pasuk in Tehillim, I was a lost seer, as a lost Hiyisi Kaser, what's the Loshon? Hiyisi Kaser Oved. One second, bear with me. I'm not sure exactly what the Loshon here. I'll try and find it in a second. Hayisi Kesel Oved, the Pasuk said, I am like a lost sheep. Yeah, a seer represents something that's lost. You find a sale, some of lost. What's lost? In order for something to be brought back that's lost, you need simonim. Simonim de Raisa is two simonim. They say, the Shem Sifrei Kabbalah, Shem Sifrei Zohar Kodesh, we're going to touch on this briefly and the things that are less Kabbalah based. There are two parts of Klal Yisrael. There are two simonim of Klal Yisrael that are supposed to remind him of the two fundamentals of who he is. There is the moyach and there is the lev. That is the mind and there is a soul. The mind is represented by the ois bris. It's the bris or the bris milah. The bris milah is a bris of the mind. Brought down in various sources, right? That is a source that is based on the mind. It's based on the intellect. And the other simon is the simon of tefillin, the ois of the tefillin, or ois of Shabbos when you can't wear tefillin. That is the ois of the heart. Tefillin is second machshava shebelev, and therefore the bris milah is the mind, and the other simon of Shabbos or tefillin is the heart. I'm not going into exactly how this is represented, but there are many to this. The yud is representing the mind, and the hay represents the soul, represents the passion. Okay, the hay and tefillin, the yud. Again, I'm not going into the sources how that's the case, but they take it from me. There are many sources over here. You want to look up yourself. There's a yud and the hay. The yud represents the mind, and yud represents the mila, and the hay represents the tefillin or tefillin or Shabbos, which is the hay, which is a passion. Now, when a person has both of these simonim, he's connected to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. When a person doesn't have either of these simonim, he's completely lost. When a person has one of these simonim, he has some form of connection to Kodesh Baruch Hu, and he can bring himself back with that. Interestingly enough, the Rambam brings down that there is something which is far, far worse that applies when a person is a boil aramis. When a person has relations with a non-Jewish woman, then is a boy la ramis, then there's a din over there, kanoim poigin boy, for not to translate, kanoim poigin boy. Okay, then there's an element there of kanoim poigin boy. Yeah, and why is that the case? We don't find that by the other mises based in. We don't find that about other arroyos. Why do we only find that by the case of a boy la ramis, by kanoim poigin boy? So it's explained from the Sochetshofer, from the Avni Nezer. He explains that this, he says, because when a person is boiled in Aramis, Rahman al-Itzlan, there are the two simonim that he has, he's thrown out the window. He's number one, the taiva of this nus breaks away the passion, he's taken the passion for Kodesh Baruch Hu, the hay, and he's taken the hay and he's thrown it out. He's thrown that out. And also the yud, which is connecting to Kodesh Baruch Hu, he basically said, Rebbeinu Shleilam, I've done with you. Intellectually, I have nothing to do with you. I am now connected with this Avodah Zarah. I'm now connecting with this Eved Avodah Zarah. And therefore, he's taken the two connections of Kodesh Baruch Hu, he's severed them, he's cut them, he's taken the yud in the head, he's thrown it out. And therefore, if that's the case, Kanoim Pagan Boy is poshut, he is no longer connected to Klal Yisrael. If he is somebody who is Rahman Sandar's Znus, somebody who's not in that level, then it's still a connection. They may have, the taiva may have kicked in, but he still has a connection to Kodesh Baruch Hu. In that case, he's a disconnected limb. And that's why I can name Poygan Boy. That is the yud and the hay. Let's move further. Okay? Shittim. What happened in Shittim? What happened in Shittim? Yeah? Kaisal doing Znus and Shittim. What happened? It started off, how did it start off? They had rid of, Rahman al-Islam, the passion, the taiva. The hay, the taiva, started really getting to them, And eventually what happened was, Vayitzmadu Yisrael Baal Pa'or, they connected to Baal Pa'or, which was threw away, they became connected with the Avodah Zarah, and they threw away the Yud. Okay? So it's exactly what happened, they threw away the Hay and the Yud. Zimri, by the way, is brought down in Mephoshim, that Zimri had no intention to do the terrible Avera. In fact, he wanted to bring her back to the Kedusha, but because there was this force of disconnection that went over to the leader, and the leader represents a nation of his tribe, and that is what happened to him. He got schlepped down. Now, in this situation, what happened therefore was that there was a Moyach and the Lev of Klal Yisrael that disconnected for a Boi Shem at that time. What did we have to do in order to bring them back? What do we have to do in order to bring Klal Yisrael back at that stage? The Pasuk says, I didn't wipe them out. In other words, Klal Yisrael deserved to be wiped out because they're no longer connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the two Simonim. They're lost. We don't know who they are. We can't identify who these people are. And therefore they could have been wiped out. Came along Pinchas and he attempted to bring those Simonim back. What did he do? Shows the Pasuk carefully. Vayar Pinchas ben Elazar. Pinchas ben Elazar saw what was going on. The previous Pasuk says, Veheima boichim pesach ol moed. They were crying. What were they doing? Says in Medrash, brought down from Yishalmi, that they were crying, they were saying Kriyashma. Oh, they were saying Kriyashma. What are they doing with Kriyashma? What is Kriyashma? Kriyashma is a connection with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and saying, Rabbi Shalom, our heart is saying, L'chol avav cho, v'chol nafsh cho, v'chol meidecho. And they were saying, Rabbi Shalom, forget about Baal Pa'oir, we're back. It didn't help them. Vaya Pinchas ben Elazar. Pinchas saw that it didn't help them. What did he do? Vayokom mitoicha eido, vayikach reimach b'yodo. He did two things. Number one, Vayokom mitoicha eido means he broke away from Klal Yisrael. How did he break away from Klal Yisrael? The halacha is, if you went and asked the Shaila, whether Kanoim Poigaboy, whether halacha l'maisi, you should do it, they'll tell you no. If you ask the Shaila, Fregin is treif. Every part of the rest of Klal Yisrael, every mitzvah you do, you connect yourself with Klal Yisrael. This mitzvah was a mitzvah where you distance yourself from Klal Yisrael. This is a mitzvah that said, whatever Klal Yisrael does, I'm not going to do like that, because I'm going to be different. You weren't allowed to follow Klal Yisrael. Do you understand that? In other words, this is not a mitzvah that's within Klal Yisrael. Vayokum mitoicha eido means he stood up and separated himself from the eido. What happens is with Kedusha is it boomerangs. It comes straight back at you. The more you attempt to separate, if it's a tzorach mitzvah sacred Ribbono Shleilam, it's going to come back to you. And therefore, it came back so strong. Vayokum mitoicha eido came back so strong. What was that? What came back strong? The connection with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, the connection to mitzvahs. The heart came back so strong with this. Yes, that's what happened over here. Okay, just 1 second. And therefore, he had the hay came back. He brought back the hay. What happened then? I'm sorry, Kriyashma is the yud, not the hay. Then what happened then? But it wasn't enough. Vayikach reimach biyodoi. Then he went stage two. What's reimach? Reish memches, 248 words. That's Kriyashma. And then he started saying Kriyashma. What is Kriyashma all about? Bringing back the yud. Bringing back the yud of the cholavavcho, b'chol nafshecho, b'chol meidecho, everything you have for the Rebbeinu Shleim, which means it's something which is sichlis. Yes? He brought back the yud. Listen to this carefully, Rabbi Yisrael. Again. So in Shittin, they lost the yud and the hay. Avodah Zarah and Znus. They lost the yud and the hay. Comes along Pinchas, and he says, Klal Yisrael are lost. What do I have to do? I've got to reverse that. How do you reverse it? I've got to reverse first with the hay and V'yokom etoicha eido and say, I am for the Rebbeinu Shleilom. Adasof, my heart is in this. Kanoim boy. Yeah, this is kanos. This is fire from the heart. I'm bringing back the hay. And then he said, after that, I'm going to work with the yud. I'm going to work with Kriyashma. Says Rebbeinu Shleilom, that is amazing. You say it's Klal Yisrael. That you say it's Klal Yisrael. I am going to have to do something new now. What am I going to have to do? I have to now count Klal Yisrael anew. Because Klal Yisrael, I know how many people are in Klal Yisrael, but now Klal Yisrael are a new being that has now newly been created by your koyach to renew them because of you saving them. They have to be recounted. Says the parasha, why am I counting? because Pinchas ben Loz ve'Aaron ha'Kohen heishev es chamos v'avnei Yisrael, because he brought back Klal Yisrael, v'kanes kanosi, and he brought back, how did he bring it back? He brought it back with bringing back the two letters. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, those two letters are what brought back Klal Yisrael, those two letters I'm going to put onto their names. First the Hey, and then the Yud. First the Hey, and then the Yud. The Hey, like the Pasuk says, Ruvim Mechoris Obanei HaChanoich Mishvaz HaChanoichi. Not the Yud and the Hey. Because what did Pinchas do? Pinchas first did the Hey, he first did the Kanos, the Hey, and then he did the Yud, the Reimach of Kriya Shema. And therefore, the Parsha talks about that, of the renewal, the rebirth of Klal, based on the Hey and the Yud, exactly to reverse the Avodah Zorah and the Zunus HaKlal Yisrael did. That is why this Parsha is not stam merely a, this is an introduction to why Kodesh Baruch Hu is counting. Pinchas ben Azariah is not talking about the sky, talking about why he's counting, and that's why he says it here. And now we'll answer one last question. If a Kodesh Baruch Hu is trying to quieten down the Umay Yisraelim, ah, oh, Klal Yisrael, who knows the went on Mitzrayim, Klal Yisrael were counted before in the Torah. He says, Reish Bnei Yisrael is counted before, the many times they were counted. So why talk about it over here? The Teres is the Hey and the Yud over here is directly because of the Zchus of Pinchas, because without him they would have been destroyed. And he, because they lost the Hey and the Yud, he brought back the Hey and the Yud, Hachinoichi, he brought it back, and that is where the Moyach and the Leif. And that's why, Yofa L'Shem Omroi, this is the Chochit Shavuz Vot, which is the Hey and the Yud. He is a perfect personification of the heart and the mind of a Jew. Yashar Koyach.